I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
I'm a little bit nervous to start a debate in an area that I think could possibly be law between men and women.
Okay.
What do you mean law?
Just an agreement that we can all make.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why I'm hesitant on doing that, because if women agree to one side of the debate, then men have to agree to another side, and I think we lose out on that.
I'll put it out there.
Okay. Well, my fear is that if we make the law for women, then the side of this for guys that will go away is that we won't be able to use any of your cool chick products in the shower. That we use, like
okay.
The loofah sponge.
The exfoliators you steal and don't tell us.
Right.
Because
It is cool in there, man. You got some really cool smelly stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Really nice smelling stuff.
Body wash.
Exfoliate some body wash and stuff
scrubs.
Like that I do like using. And I'm not sure I want to sacrifice that. But I was going to say that I think there should be some kind of law that women aren't allowed to use men's electronic products that we use for our face.
Oh.
On other parts.
Oh, well, you can't outlaw one thing and then, yeah, you have to not use, you know,
it's one
the women's
other.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's fair.
If you're marking a line in the sand of territory,
that's
then
not,
you're marking it.
That's mm-hmm. So I'd really like to take fairness out of that.
But I think it's completely fair. I think it would be the same thing. Like, if you agree not to use what we put on our face on other parts of your body, we won't scrub our testicles with your loofah that you're going to exfoliate your face with.
But you are.
No.
Well, let me ask you a question,
because
I don't date guys.
Right.
So if a guy, like, forgets something, will he use a woman's razor if he needs to shave?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or deodorant or moisturizer or shampoo or conditioner.
Then you can't use any of that stuff.
That's just because we forgot. What I'm saying is there are women that are over at a dude's house or you're living together or whatever, and a guy uses that. There's a special part of his clippers that we use on our face and stuff like that. And from time to time, we will pick it up. I will pick it up and realize that hair – in my razor.
Ain't yours.
Electric razor.
It's not from your face.
No, and it's not from any of my manscaping either, because, you know, I know my body. And Stacy has taken it into the shower or wherever she does that thing and uses my clippers with it.
Now, does she use the side that actually goes on your face or the side that would be like to trim up the back of your hair?
The trim up of the back of the hair.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
That one.
The one that
kind of pops out.
That one's the best.
You can't use it for that area if I'm using it on my face.
Sure,
well,
you can.
Women, well,
no.
As long as you clean it up, that's the best one to use. They should make just that part for women.
Buy your own.
Yeah.
I was about to say, women should buy their own.
$50 a Target, if that.
Yeah, but if we have to buy our own, then y'all have to buy your own stuff. And stay away from my $25 shampoo when you're not going to like really use the right amount. You're going to use like a half of a handful. You know what I mean?
That's the sacrifice that I'm not
sure can
be made.
That's true. That's an expensive shampoo, and you're right. Guys will
dump like the whole handful of it, and it's like you really need a quarter size of that.
Yeah, but it's not like he's rubbing it in odd places and then putting it back in the bottle so you can scrub it into your head.
That's
still
the offense.
Like lack of preparation.
But that's the offense. The offense is that area.
But there is nothing that works better than that flip side of the thing.
Then get one for yourself. Or they should
market
them to
Why don't you buy one for your wife?
I just think there's a huge hole in the marketplace for manscaping equipment. I mean, because we...
How about landscaping? I mean, in general.
Right. I just think we're always using something else to do that.
Right.
That is so funny, though. You're right.
I would love to see the packaging on that. Maybe needs some moisturizer. I don't know. But there needs to be special tailored equipment around sensitive areas like that.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Anyway.
Because I'm just imagining going to, let's say, a Walmart mm-hmm. and just going down that aisle.
I just don't know how you market
and
it.
And I want to see the picture on the package. Before that.
Well, it would be on a package.
So to speak.
It's true. Picture on the package.
Tony, you're on Q100. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. This has been an ongoing battle in my house for years and years. I buy my wife every kind of woman's razor there is, the Venus, and anything she wants, she can have. It doesn't matter. She's got to have my razor. Mm-hmm.
So why haven't, just out of curiosity, why haven't you bought her a razor identical to yours yet and put like a little pink dot on it or something?
Well, actually, what the way I wound up solving this problem is because I'd even buy her a razor. You know, I'd buy like two of the lasers. You know, and she still wind up with mine. I don't know what it is. And so I wound up putting a decoy. I keep one of my razors. I usually keep it in a glass right by the sink, and all her stuff's by the top. Well, now I just keep my decoy razor up top, and then I've got one hidden that I use under the sink.
Done.
So now she thinks she's using my razor, and she's actually using her own, and I keep mine hidden.
Brilliant.
Now, Tony, that's with the straight razors, right?
Yeah.
Not the electric
ones. Razor, yeah.
We're talking about the electric ones.
Right. That could happen. It can work that way also.
It could work either way. And
sure
I will say that men's razors, like all those Mach 3s or whatever you guys uh-huh. use for your face, definitely work better on our legs.
I understand why Tony's
wife is doing that.
I don't know who manufactures women's razors, but know why you think that. Yeah, because you think we're so delicate that you're going to get us a razor because you don't want to kill us with your harsh razors, and it doesn't work. Like, you're
yeah,
right.
It doesn't
I
work
mean,
as well as the men's.
The inventor of the Mach 3 should get a Nobel Peace Prize. Yeah, that thing is the greatest blade ever.
But they should stop.
I certainly bought a man's razor to shave my legs
with. Yeah, definitely.
At this point, they should stop with the amount of blades they're putting on a razor, though. Now it's just getting ridiculous.
15 blades.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
And the fact that they vibrate, I don't get that.
That's another one. Yeah.
I don't anything.
Maybe that's Hold why please. You guys are using it. Now I get it.
Now I know why the chicas want to use my razor.
No, we don't want that.
I got to tell you. I know this is, I didn't understand.
A vibrating razor blade? No.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's yeah. I mean, that's no.
When you it's say it out loud, it sounds well. Ridiculous.
I didn't understand it either until I accidentally purchased one.
Uh-oh.
And it makes a difference. And I can't figure it out because the vibration is so subtle or whatever. No, it's like, it's just, it's odd, but it makes
Feels
a difference.
Good, huh?
Yeah.
Good morning, Sue, you're on, Liz, I'm sorry, you're on Q100.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hi.
I was just going to agree with the guys. I definitely think that the women shouldn't be using, whether it's a razor or the clippers or whatever, to use it down there and then give it back and expect men to use it on their face. I think that's disgusting.
Well, you got to clean. I mean, you clean it off. Well,
not really. No,
yeah.
Y'all don't do a good job of cleaning that thing off at all.
There's a new angle to this, like especially with like I guess manscaping and something that I'm doing currently. I'm in a long-distance relationship with a girlfriend who's in Boston, and we said the next time we get together, we're going to scape each other.
Mm-hmm. That is bizarre.
Hey,
is
you
that
know what? That's going to be one of my last memories of you, and I don't like it.
I just, it's one of those things that like you agree to at 11 o'clock at night when you're on the phone. You're like, how can we spice things up? And we both say, because we were talking about sharing equipment and razors and... Mm-hmm. And how can we make it more interesting? And
is that really interesting?
That's trust.
See, I
yes,
hate body
is.
Hair so
that
much that thought right there, it just has no validity with
no
me
appeal.
Whatsoever. No appeal, really.
Do you think
me.
It could be a little sensual? I mean, it is.
No.
It's a big trust exercise with obviously a
you,
sensual
you're
element.
Not the first couple that's ever
really
come up with
I mean,
that.
We
of course not.
It's one of those when you woke up the next morning, I'm like, man, that sounded really dumb. I mean, that
it's
sounded
not that
really
bad. It's not that bad. Good morning, Shelly. You're on Q100.
I'm looking for patterns.
Hey, Bart, I don't understand the problem because it's something down there anyway.
I'm sorry.
What? Say again?
At some point, Bert's face is down there anyway,
oh,
so
hey.
I don't understand.
Oh, hey.
It's a different conversation for a different
away.
Time.
Hey,
thank
yes.
you.
That's the online conversation.
No, wait a minute. Are you talking about Stacy or Andy?
Again, the online conversation.
Hey,
are we agreeing that there can be no agreement because the sacrifice of us not being able to use your shampoos and soaps and all that stuff is too much of a sacrifice?
Yeah, you can't demand one thing and not sacrifice the other.
I mean, if your woman is borrowing yours, then just get her one as a gift. She'll appreciate it.
It goes the other way also. Good morning, Jesse. You're on Q100.
Hi, I was calling to comment about using the razor.
Right.
Well, my fiance is the one that uses my razor. So it's the opposite. It's the opposite.
He uses a razor down there?
Well, I don't, right now, because I'm working late, I don't see him, but I think he does, because whenever I start using my razor, you know, I see all these hairs, and I'm like, is it coming from his beard, or is it coming from down there?
Right. That's
but I thoroughly clean that, don't you guys? I mean, don't
I use a razor down there.
Yeah, but I make sure no one, I try to
get
all the hairs out.
Leftovers, yeah.
You got to be completely sober to do that. You can't. No alcohol in your system for 2 weeks before you use a razor.
If I'm ever down there with a razor, in my mind, I am consciously thinking the entire time, don't sneeze.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.